identify one of the first religious practices of the Pharisees in biblical times. Actually, it points out to be the first religious practice of the Pharisees in biblical times. So, first time you read it, upon becoming a Pharisee in biblical times, you would say this prayer. And listen to this. God, thank you that I am not a Gentile. Okay, Gentile. You say, thank you, God, that I am not a foreigner. I am not a Gentile. I am Jewish. Thank you, God, I'm Jewish. So, you go and say, God, thank you, God, I'm part of your chosen family, your race of people, your children. Okay? Thank you, God, that I'm Jewish. And thank you, God, that I was not born a slave. Or I'm not a slave now. Thank you, God, that I'm not a leper. And thank you, God, that I was not born a woman. I don't know. We're going to get around our lives sometimes. It reminded me
of high school. That's what reminded me of school at any level, but I think it really pops out in high school. When you get a clue start to form. Okay, and so just remember that, right? I don't know how it was for you guys in this school and how things might change through the years. When I was in high school, we had to become tears, and when I talk about tear, we're the best. Okay, the people, the clean cut guys that always have the nice clothes and new fashion, right? They look good and they drove nice cars and they're funny and they had girlfriends and everybody wanted to be a prep. Okay, and they kind of the sad guys that they're the quality time, but they're just a minor step down. But they're so cool, and the next categories, you have girls like the jocks or the stars, and lastly, we still have this clean cut group of gangsters that made us out. I don't know how that worked out, but they're cool. And then after that, you kind of broke down into the lesser groups. And this would be probably the main populace, but they're the invisibles, or the nobodies. They kind of blended in, and you knew them if you were in class with them, and they had their small group of friends, and that was it. And then I had the wannabes, which were really just part of the invisible group, but they wanted to be cool, so they did things to stand out. So the non-invisibles. But then beyond that, you had what I refer to as the basement level groups. You know, these were the groups of people that you didn't want to be in. Okay, and you didn't choose them. There's like little sign-up sheets saying, I want to be a geek or a nerd, right? These were groups that you kind of got pushed into. It'd be more like this. It'd be like, do you see Travis is wearing today? Who's wearing his sister's shoes? I don't know. You look dirty. Yeah, Travis is a geek. He's like, Travis is a geek. And that's it. You're a geek. Everybody knows, you know, kind of goes off throughout the school like a rave. Travis is a geek. And one thing about being a geek is that there's two ways of being a geek, right? First, you're designated a geek, and then you become friends with a geek, and you're a geek too. And so now you're kind of shunned. You're put out there. And the same thing happened with this. Like, all of a sudden, the kid's really smart, and he's the one answering questions, and he's waving his hand, and it looks like maybe he's showing off. You see Travis was doing in class today? Why do you keep asking the teacher all those questions? I didn't even know how early if he wasn't asking so many questions. Well, that's a good sign of a nerd. I've been losing her for life. That's it. There's no way out. So those are subcategories, the very basement level categories, and you don't want those. Okay? The outcasts. Now, I don't think it's very fair that this happens, but it does. I'm making a word up here, and I might pronounce it wrong, which is weird, because I don't know if you can pronounce a word wrong or you make up. But it's the Pharisicule. The Pharisicule rulers of our schools decided to allow the pastor. full of this. And now people can look up to me and how cool I am. And I really fall for it.
No, we fall for it. How did you get it? You didn't know what level that we've been put into. We fall for what you're saying.
I got you thinking about this. And I decided, it's not what's wrong with them, what they're doing to us. It's what's wrong with us.
Why are we letting it happen?
Your righteousness goes beyond that.
The experts in the law and the Pharisees, then you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Right? Did any of you catch that?
For I tell you that unless your righteousness goes beyond the experts in the law and the Pharisees, then you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Jesus said that.
He said that on so many mounts.
And he said that to multiple people, a huge crowd.
He was a fish on the town, actually, and a fish on us.
How is that? I know that the man had to be afraid of the air after Jesus said this, because, do you know what the fans were
saying? That's why this time, there were two different sects in the Jewish religion. Okay? Three main ones.
And so, what are you seeing? What are you seeing?
I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's how I'm going to pronounce it.
The Sons have separated themselves from the rest of society. Now, I don't know what the rest of the influence is going on in Jerusalem. It's been built out and run out over there in the desert.
So, I can't recommend that to Amish people.
And so, what can I do with them? Because I don't want to have a great influence on the people in Jerusalem.
So the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
The Sadducees, they were the priests, right?
They were the rulers in the temple.
The high priest himself was a Sadducee.
There were some about them.
Most of us are familiar with the fact that the Sadducees were in the resurrection and that you got one life and after that you're dead.
Which, in turn, causes them to be,
a little spineless, planet-oriented.
They're not like hobnob
with the politicians of the day.
And now, themselves, because of this hobnob that went on, they're a little bit liberal in their views.
But then, you're on the Pharisees.
The Pharisees come out of the blue-collar preacher, why are they even down in the crowds? They're in the front of the preaching.
And you know who the Pharisee was in there?
You know the Pharisee put on every year.
We don't even remember it.
So the crowd heard Jesus say, because God was his righteousness,
she passed that on the Pharisees.
I'm like, whoa.
Having Jesus.
Every one of us that reaches out to accept the gift that Jesus has offered
can obtain the righteousness that he has.
So he has a sacrifice for us.
That's what the Bible says, and through him we can obtain this righteousness, this being made right with God.
Can we be to God than to have Him living inside of you? It's not like this whole tier system, okay? We're not right amongst humans. It's not right, but we're not. That's all we fire.
Into the rest of society. If you see it at work, you can see the church. when Jesus comes down from the mountain, after giving that great sermon on the mount, there are thousands of people listening. Something interesting happens. One of these places, this crowd is following him down the hill. If you want, you can follow along with me in Matthew chapter 8. And the leper came to him. Jesus, thousands of people behind him, coming down the mountain. A leper approaching. And the crowd taking a few steps back. Isn't that guy a leper? What is he doing? He's not going to be approaching anybody. He's going to be doing things that we all can take our business. Keep our business on you. And I'm not going to be telling you about what he's. He's calling out to Jesus. And the leper tells him, and I'll stand before him. And he says, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
And if you're in contact with a leper, you yourself are on the phone as well. You can't have any contact with them. Because believe you, that's what I'm here. I will only be carrying out. So you have to keep your distance.
And that's how this leper had been living. For as long as he had been a leper, I don't know how long it was.
I had been living in solitude.
You don't give me companionship or contact. It's just loneliness. Let me imagine this. I don't know if it's true, but Jesus was preaching this awesome sermon on righteousness, and he was bounding through the mountain. And I picture this leper on Roscoe's hearing everything Jesus was saying. He's excited because he's a man. And he gets his opportunity, and he feels the light coming. He touches him, and he breaks down and says, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. What the Lord does, and it doesn't surprise any of us, what the Lord does is he reaches out his hand and he touches that leper and he says, I am willing. You are cleansed. And the leper says, I am willing. You are cleansed. through salvation. And the people said,